Our focus today is on an Italian whose immense talent set him apart quite early in his career, but then he went on to become the country's great hope that never was. I'm talking about Antonio Cassano.
Che prova ancora con Cassano, posizione regolare. Grande controllo in velocità di Cassano in area di rigore. Cassano ancora rientra sul destro. Antonio Cassano 2-1. Abbiamo visto due grandissimi giorni.
You're listening to Almost Legend, brought to you by Jam It FM. We're looking at football or soccer players who possessed legendary talents but went on to have careers that were anything but. Think of any player who could have been one of the greats. Bad luck, lifestyle, bad decision making. My name is Uwana, your host, and I'm here to tell you a story. Are you ready? It was December 1999. Italian club Bari were up against Serie A giants Inter Milan. Leading the line for Bari was a certain Nigerian named Hugo Enyinnaya and Antonio Cassano. Both were incredibly inexperienced, with Cassano being just 17. In fact, they were only in the starting lineup because Bari's regular strikers were both injured. However, after 90 minutes, the name Antonio Cassano became headline news. Picture this. The ball goes over the defense on the left side of the pitch. The young Antonio Cassano is on his way. He's beating the offside trap. And behind him is the experienced world-class Inter Milan duo of Laurent Blanc and Christian Panucci. Laurent Blanc, of course, was a World Cup winner with France in 98. These two players are onto the young Cassano as he makes his way towards the Inter Milan goal. And in a flash, he's in the box. The two defenders are with him. The young man has the ball, cuts it to his right. He feigns to shoot. He doesn't shoot. Keeper's on the floor. Cassano then shoots and then scores. Overnight, he becomes a sensation, captivating the whole of Italy. Young 17-year-old with that sort of platform, with that sort of performance. He is now the jewel of Bari. He is now Fantantonio. He is now the next big thing in Italian football. Big things are expected of him. Cassano stays on in Bari for another two seasons, scoring just 6 goals in over 40 appearances, which is not a lot of goals, but his potential is so huge. And so was his transfer fee when he moved to AS Roma in 2001. A £30 million deal saw him become the most expensive teenager in the world at the time. The team he joined were the reigning Serie A champions and had world-class talents like Francesco Totti on their books. In a spell that saw him bag the Serie A Young Player of the Year in 2001 and 2003, Cassano's time in Rome was littered with brilliance, but also largely marred by controversy. Besides fighting every coach he worked with, including Fabio Capello, the man who handed AS Roma the title in 2001, Cassano made unwanted headlines on the pitch as well. For example, the 2003 Coppa Italia final against AC Milan, after receiving a red card for protesting a decision against him, Cassano protested by doing a horn signing. A horn sign is more or less like taking your hands, using your fingers to demonstrate a horn, to show horns at the top of your head. I mean, it's offensive in Italy when you do such a thing to anyone. And so that got into a lot of trouble with the club. Clashes with head coaches caused him to be in and out of the side during his time in Rome. And to cap his troubles, you had him struggle to agree on a new contract in 2005. Leaving the club with very little choice but to sell him. Now, moving on, with all this baggage, somehow, and I mean somehow, he ends up in Real Madrid. I mean, yes, Real Madrid, the Zac club in Spain, Real Madrid. In January 2006, Antonio Cassano is a Galactico.
Taken on by Roberto Carlos with some relish. It's a great cross. Oh, wonderful goal.
That's magnificent, Kevin. What a goal.
Antonio Cassano marks his first league start for Real Madrid with a cracking goal set up beautifully by Roberto Carlos.
That is wonderful football. They kept the ball very well indeed. Roberto Carlos saw the opportunity to break down the left-hand side and the cross was just exquisite. None of that hitting the first defender, just lifts it over the top. And Cassano with a wonderful header at the back.
At the pinnacle of the football chain, we which should have been enough motivation for him to do well, you would think. However, at this point is when his entire career began to spiral out of control. First and foremost, he was never fit. He was never ever fit. Bad eating habits saw him gain weight and become overweight most of the time. With his love for pastries taking its toll on his body, he even earned a nickname for it called Gordito, which is basically an offensive word for a fat person. Think of every offensive word you could give to a fat person. Okay, here in Nigeria, you would have Orobo, Fatty Bum Bum. Pick one. Pick anyone. Any offensive name you could give to a fat person, that is what Gordito is. In fact, it was reported that during his time at Real Madrid, he was fined for every extra weight he was gaining. That is, you know, for a player, there is a playing weight. Let's say you should be around, say, 60 kg, for instance. I'm not sure that's what would be necessary. But if the playing weight was 60 kg and you started to weigh 62, 61, or maybe there was a range, maybe the maximum was 65 and you were weighing 66, 67, you would be fined for those extra kg. And that's what Cassano was. Cassano was fined for every extra weight he was putting on in Real Madrid, which is a lot of fines because he was gaining a lot of weight. For you to be overweight, you can imagine how much money he was paying just for being overweight. And so, to make matters worse, Fabio Capello, the one manager that Cassano would not have loved to work with ever again, was appointed the manager 6 months after AS Roma sold Cassano to Real Madrid. Needless to say, their epic clashes resumed as the season wore on. And before long, no one at the club could handle him, not even the president of the club, no one. And by August 2007, Cassano was back in Italy with Sampdoria. At Sampdoria, he finally looked like he found a place to play and to stay. Spending four fruitful years at the club, Cassano helped the team to consecutive seasons where they played in the UEFA Cup. Cassano even served as a vice-captain at a point, and he started to feel like he was becoming a more matured player. His time at Sampdoria was positive, but not without moments of madness. In March 2008, Cassano protested a red card by, you know, removing his shirt and throwing at the referee. Yeah. Took off the shirt, rolled it, threw it at the referee, slam dunk, a 5-game ban, a £15,000 fine. Cassano, in a nutshell. In his last season, his rogue side came forward once again when he failed to attend a team's award dinner, which comes up usually at the end of a season. This caused an argument between him and the club's president. Initially, his contract was terminated for gross misconduct, which is not attending the awards dinner. But that was overruled after the striker attended an apology for his actions. Nevertheless, his time at Sampdoria proved that it was time to move on. But not just that, he was now a big player once again, so he could be a gamble for any big club. And in January 2011, AC Milan stumped up £3.3 million to hand him that chance. Basically, they gambled and handed him a chance to be at the top of the table yet again. At Milan, Cassano helped his team to the 2011 Scudetto and looked the part at the San Siro. However, in October 2011, his life this time, not his career, not his antics, his life this time was at center stage as he suffered an ischemic stroke while on the way for a game, suffered a stroke on the team bus, and had to be operated 4 days later. Thankfully, he was successful, and in about 4 months, he was back on the pitch, remarkably. In 2012, AC Milan had a fire sale. They started losing many players. Players like Seedorf and Gattuso were moved on. Filippo Inzaghi retired from the sport. Then big-name players like Ibrahimovic and Thiago Silva were sold for big money. And Cassano didn't like this. It was starting to feel like AC Milan were no longer looking to challenge for top honours, at least not in that time. And so he asked for a transfer, which he got, joining neighbours Inter Milan in 2012. At Inter Milan, he endured a low-key season that saw the team struggle in the league, spent just one season but still found time to clash with the head coach. By 2013, he was on the move again to Parma. Much like his time at Sampdoria, Cassano's fitness and form improved at Parma. He had more game time and helped the team to secure European football when they participated in the UEFA Cup that season. Unfortunately, Palmer suffered financial difficulties, and by the end of 2 years at the club, 2015, he was told that they could no longer afford his wages and he had to leave. This time, after leaving Palmer, he was back at Sampdoria for a second spell. Unfortunately, that spell did not go as planned. In fact, it was over before it even began. He was frozen out of the side almost immediately after arriving, and by 2017, after spending two very fruitless years at the club, he was gone.
نادي روما بالفعل إلى واجهة منتظرة كبيرة لدينا محاولة من جانب الكبير الآن فريق نادي الإنتر والتزيدة تصطد وهي جول هي جول كاسانو جبنا لك المفيد الممتع أحضرنا المفيد الممتع والمفيد الممتع كما يقول مراتي يأتي بالتعادل يا له من شوط أول جميل ومثير وقد جاء بالتعادل كاسانو أخيرا ارتديت القميص الذي أعشقه إيدو موراتي الذي قال عن قدوم كاسانو أحضرنا المفيد الممتع.
His international career started in 2003. In 39 appearances, Cassano scored just 10 goals for his country. Bad form and fitness issues meant that he would miss Italy's glorious World Cup win in 2006, as well as the disastrous defense of that title in 2010. He made the squad, however, for the European Championships in 2004, 2006, 2012, and remarkably, the World Cup squad in 2014. Not sure he was supposed to be in there, but he was in there. In 2017, Cassano initially signed for Italian side Hella Verona, but chose to retire a few days later. In a whirlwind 2 weeks, he reversed that decision and then reversed it again to prove that he was actually retiring. I mean, his career gave us magic and madness in almost equal measure, but we all wish the magic was more, because that would have made him one of the greats. Antonio Cassano is an almost legend. And that wraps it up for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show today, you can show your support by commenting and sharing this with your friends. Don't forget to subscribe as well. Follow us at Jamit FM on all social media platforms for more episodes of this show and other amazing shows. Do you know of any other almost legends of the game? Let me know in the comment section and we could talk about them in upcoming episodes. Till next time, see you soon.
Almost Legend is produced by Aiko Rizzo and Owana. Edited, mixed and mastered by Aiko Rizzo. Almost Legend is a production of Jamit Media.